What should I do today? I guess I should go see if that family of cats are still living in the basement. I should probably find another mouse to give them since I forgot to do it yesterday. Plus, I woke up kind of late today. And it's already getting dark out. Wait, what day is today? Oh great, it's a Saturday. The one day where all the living people get a break from work. The day when they can spend time with their loved ones and families. Yet still, some people decide that, since they have a break, why not go visit the haunted church? Why can't they just leave me alone? It's not like they're coming here to have a conversation or anything. They just casually walk into my residence and take videos and photos of themselves. Then, when I finally work up the nerve to go say hi, they just run away, screaming, "Ghost!" or "Monster!" Just because I'm dead doesn't mean I still don't have feelings. Well, speak of the devil, here comes another one. They seem to be all on their own for once, though. That makes things easier, at least. It's only one person insulting me, which is better than a whole group, I guess. So, let's see what they plan to do here. They just seem to be walking around, looking at things, like the colored glass picture up top. Lucky them. I just cleaned it yesterday, so now it's extra shiny and reflective of the setting sun. They seem to be quite respectful, not taking any pictures or videos of anything. They just kind of seem to be admiring this place. Maybe it'll be different saying hi to them. Just in case, though, remember, don't be surprised when you fail. It happens every time. You should be used to this by now. Hello? I'm sorry. What? Yes. I know you said hi, but never mind that. You actually responded to me. I can't even remember when the last time someone responded to me was. Most people, they just scream and run away from me as fast as they can. Might I ask why you didn't get scared, though? Most people would have been a mile away at this point. And yet, you're still talking to me. You came to see me? I mean, I guess it's not every day you have the chance to visit a haunted church, but why would you want to see me? Oh, I see. You heard everyone talking about how I was a monster and a demon, and you wanted to find out for yourself. Probably, right? What? You cared about me and my feelings? Well, okay, this is a first for me. Someone actually cares about me? The only time people ever come to talk to me is when they want to prove something. It's normally the guys who come in here and start setting up a crazy expensive, you know, those big useless devices. And then they always have someone filming them, most likely for some stupid TV show. They'll talk into a camera with some guy filming them for TV or something like that. Those are the only people I purposely scare. I can't stand them being here with the loud beeping devices and people just... They just call random names as if one of them is mine, like Annabelle or something like that. That's not my name. It's really rude, you know? Other than those guys, I don't usually scare anyone. I swear. Or at least, I try not to, but... Well, you know, I'm a ghost. People, they get scared of me so easily. I try to be as nice as possible, but in the end, it never seems to matter. For once, it seems that my manners actually paid off. I can't even begin to tell you how long it's been since I've held a back and forth conversation with someone. There are some cats in the basement that I take care of, but in terms of humans, dead or alive, it's been just me for as long as I can remember. Anyway, I'm probably boring you, making you sit here and listen to my sad existence as a ghost. So are there any things you wanted to ask me? Oh, how I died? You want to know that? Oh, no, it's not disrespectful. It's a genuine question. Well, from what I remember, I was killed by another person. A female, if I recall. She said her husband was cheating on her, and she blamed me. She killed me. And then she killed her husband. But, well, she's rotting in prison now, so I suppose that's something. Yeah, actually, I had nothing to do with it. Apparently, it was my sister who was in a relationship with him. But as soon as she heard the news that someone was after her, she fled the country. That left me on my own. Seeing how we were twins, you could guess how I ended up taking the fall for her actions. No, I'm not mad at her. It was a quick and painless death after all. So I have nothing to complain about on my end. I'm not the type of person to hold a grudge. And that was, if I'm remembering correctly, that was almost 2 decades ago. Time really flies, doesn't it? Are you okay? Are you crying for me? Oh, it's sad. I get it. But there's no need to cry for me. I've moved on from that point, and now it's led me to this one. Yeah, it is dark now. I guess you should be leaving then. Goodbye for now. Friend? Yeah. We're friends now, right? Yeah. Friends. Wait. Before you leave, can I come with you? I don't want to spend the rest of eternity by myself. Could I please tag along with you? I won't cause you any trouble. I don't need to eat or drink, and I never get cold or hot. Just give me a bed and I'll be happy. Plus, if you let me, I can make it possible for only you to see me. I can go with you everywhere and protect you. I'll never be lonely again, and neither will you. No, it won't look like you're talking to yourself. You don't have to worry about other people thinking you're crazy. please just take a moment to consider it? Oh, really? I can come along? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I promise I'll never be a burden to you. We can spend the rest of our lives together in peace and tranquility. Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you for being my friend.